Welcome to Trading Anti-Guru. In March 2020, when COVID lockdowns started and markets were in freefall, sentiment surveys were the most bearish they had been in years. Social media was full of people convinced the market would drop another 50%. Every financial news outlet had a recession story on the front page. The market bottomed that month and went on to one of the strongest rallies in history. In late 2021, retail sentiment was euphoric. Meme stocks, crypto at all-time highs, people quitting their jobs to day trade. The fear and greed index was pinned in extreme greed for months. Every other post on investing forums was someone showing their gains and asking what to do with their profits. 2022 was one of the worst years for markets in decades. Sentiment did not predict those moves with precision, but it told you something important about the risk environment, and most traders ignored it completely because nobody teaches them how to use it. That is what I try to fix here. Sentiment analysis is the most misunderstood and most dismissed discipline in trading. The fundamental analysts say it is too soft and unquantifiable. The technical analysts say the chart already reflects it. Both miss the point. Sentiment is not a replacement for other analysis. It is the layer underneath all of it. It is the force that drives markets past fair value on the upside and below it on the downside. And understanding it helps you avoid being the last person into a crowded trade. Here is how to think about it correctly. Markets move on the gap between expectations and reality. Sentiment tells you what the crowd expects. When everyone expects the same thing, two things happen. First, it is already priced in. Second, any surprise in the opposite direction causes an outsized move because everyone has to unwind the same position at the same time. Extreme sentiment does not mean the move reverses immediately. That is the mistake most people make when they first learn about contrarian indicators. They see the fear and greed index at 90 and immediately want to short. Extreme sentiment can persist for weeks or months before the reversal happens. What it tells you is that you were late to the trade that already worked. The risk-reward of going with the crowd has deteriorated, and the magnitude of the eventual move when sentiment normalizes is likely to be large. There are actually several different ways to measure sentiment, and they do not always agree with each other. Survey-based sentiment, like the AAII Bull Bear Survey, measures what investors say they expect. Positioning data, like the Commitment of Traders report, measures what professional participants are actually doing with real money. Options market data, like the put-call ratio and implied volatility, measures how traders are hedging. Social media and news sentiment measures the emotional temperature of retail interest. Each one tells you something different. Each one has blind spots. Using only one and treating it as a signal is how people get hurt. Using them together as a context layer on top of your other analysis is how they actually help. The one thing that would have saved me money. I used to look at bearish sentiment readings and immediately think the market was about to go up. I treated it as a timing signal. It is not a timing signal. It is a risk management signal. What extreme bearish sentiment actually means is this. The downside from here is probably smaller than it looks because most of the selling pressure has already happened. And the upside from a positive catalyst is likely to be larger than normal because a lot of people are positioned incorrectly and will have to move quickly when sentiment shifts. That is a positioning insight, not a trade entry. The shift in how I thought about it changed everything. Same data, completely different use. If you already use positioning reports and volatility data as a regular part of your process, most of what I cover here will be familiar. I'm writing for the trader who keeps seeing sentiment indicators referenced online, but has no idea how to actually use them without getting chopped up. Sentiment is the layer most traders skip. The ones who learn it well stop getting surprised by moves that look random from the outside, but were visible all along if you knew where to look. That's what this section is for. One last thing. This blog is just me. One person, no team, no investors. To keep it running, some articles include affiliate links. When I mention a tool and you sign up through my link, I might earn a small commission. It costs you nothing extra. The rule is simple. I only mention something when it is genuinely worth paying for, and there is no free alternative that does the same job properly. A free tool recommendation only shows up here when the free options just don't cut it.